We're talking about Sean Schiedemann, the head girls golf coach at Rockport. They have had a really good year so far. Coach, you know, like I said, good year. I know nobody knows your team better than you. Your thoughts and feelings on the season there at Rockport up to this point?
Yeah, we've had some success. We also have had some ups and downs as far as our consistency is gone, but it's been a pretty good season. We've had a pretty consistent five going to our meets, and it's really helped us out.
Yeah, you know, as we talk on a Tuesday morning coming off of a strong showing at a pretty, you know, talented Auburn tournament, you've won some tournaments earlier this year as well. Speak to the ups and downs. When things have been going well, what does that look like, and where do you guys need to get more consistent?
Oh, yeah, we just unfortunately have had some our strokes have gone up a little bit here and there, but then back down, so we just need to get ourselves more in that consistent range, especially leading the districts. Yeah, but we've had some success with, like, Arnold Carly Gephardt has been in every tournament and almost every match, either been in the winner or she's been in at least the top three. Landry Kelly has placed in Albany, and she's in fourth. She's right there. Emma Teton, who's a returner from last year's state as well, is also right there in like that top five area of most of the competitions we go to. And then we're filling in with another junior, Bradley Schrader, and another junior, Audrey Doherty, who are, I feel like, are really starting to kind of put it together here at the end of the season.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about, you know, Carly, because I know in following results throughout the year, just about every meet, if she's not posting the lowest score, she's posting the second or third lowest score. Tell me about her game, and what is she doing well right now?
She, from about 150 yards in, I always say that's where she makes her money. She puts it on the green within most of the time, 4 or 5 feet, and then she makes a putt. So she's not getting many, two or three putts out. And that's where she's really just having success this year. Yeah, her game is a pretty, just a consistent game. She doesn't, ever really hit any hazards or OBs or anything like that. So she stays right down the middle or in play and just keeps plugging away and just makes great scores.
Yeah, and then, you know, Landry and Emma have been right behind her putting together good scores, it seems like, just about every meet. You know, what does that look like for them thus far?
Emma, she's right there. She's our number two on our list. She's, like I said, she's returning again this year. She has steadily improved since last year. She's right around that. I would say she's averaging about a 52 per nine. So she's right there, right around in our cut lines of like what we think will be for districts and everything else. So she's right in there. She's just very consistently in that spot as well. She doesn't have much fluctuation really on most days, and has always been kind of a consistent hard worker for us. She puts the time in. She does a great job.
Looking ahead now, you know, the calendar gets ready to turn to October. You know, what are you wanting to see from the girls as you guys move forward?
Yeah, right now we're just really focused on, because we've only got Lafayette tonight and then Maryville on Thursday, and then we're into our practice round and everything for district, so for next week. So it's just, can we minimize some of our miss hits, really make solid contact throughout, and then also just kind of the way we approach certain shots on the course and everything else to keep ourselves out of trouble and minimize any risks that we have going forward.
Yeah, and it, as you mentioned, you know, district's coming up, you know, late next week. You'll go to Cameron for that. You know, thoughts on you know, what that district looks like and what will be the expectations and goals for you guys when you get there?
Yeah, we're part of a pretty good sized district here in Missouri, and so I'm sure South Harrison, who is year in year out a state title caliber team, they're obviously going to bring some really good competition. EA yesterday, they shot really well at Auburn. That'll be a very good competition. We're just hoping that we show up, shoot our best, have one of our better days, and hopefully get a couple through.
That's Sean Schiedemann, the head girls golf coach at Rockport. Coach, appreciate the time today. Wish you the best of luck going forward.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.